Welcome back, everybody, to a new episode of our Quick Guide to Happiness podcast. My name is Theresa, and I'm a student at the Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf, and I'm today's host. This week's topic will be how to achieve happiness in times of COVID-19. So, what does the term happiness mean to us right now? We live in a worldwide pandemic since 2020, and we went through a lot of lockdowns, health concerns, contact restrictions, and overall confusion, what we are allowed to do and what not. And this extreme situation is challenging for everybody. But is there a different understanding of happiness now than there was before the pandemic? First of all, being happy is totally different for everyone. Some may find happiness in being surrounded by a lot of people, or pursuing a hobby, or just being home by themselves. But according to statistics, 4 out of 10 adults in the US have reported symptoms of anxiety and depression since the pandemic started. For comparison, only 1 out of 10 adults reported that in 2019. During the pandemic, a lot of things were restricted, and we started to realize how important the little things are, like meeting with friends, having dinner in a restaurant, or simply shopping in a store. Of course, everybody has different things to look forward to do after the pandemic, but is it advisable to postpone your own happiness for better times? Are the worst times not the ones where we need the happiness the most? I think the question should be if there's anything we can do to stay happy even in these uncertain times, and I think the answer is yes. A COVID-19 social study has shown that staying social, even while distancing, is an important step to preserve happiness. Because the positive effects of social connections hold true even when physical contact may be dangerous. For many people, relationships increasingly went digital, but staying in contact still helped against one of the most dangerous feelings for our mental health, which is loneliness. Another important step is to try to continue to pursue your hobbies as good as possible. Activities, especially outdoor ones like gardening or reading or exercising, are a mood booster and are able to distract us from the current crisis, and therefore supported people's well-being during the lockdown. A survey published in a psychology magazine in 2020 found out that people who frequently exercised during the lockdown reported more positive moods. Overall, this shows that our understanding of happiness may have changed during the pandemic. But there are ways to preserve it by staying in contact with friends and family and pursuing hobbies. And even in those uncertain times, there are new or old ways to find happiness. That's it for today's episode of our Quick Guide to Happiness podcast. Tune in next week to find out more about the psychology of happiness.